Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Sisters, lovers, and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, yes, captains and sailor boys, doms and subs, floggers and floggies. All you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I hear an a women?
A women.
Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. I got my safety pin nipple jewelry on. Signaling my resistance and my love for all of you, indeed, sailor boys and girls and everyone. Yep, tonight we are going to get ready for Lupercalia. The original Valentine's Day. Yes, indeed, it is. It is an ancient Roman holiday that celebrates with floggers. Not flowers. Maybe a few flowers. But a lot of floggers and whips and spanks and fun and lust. As opposed to that candy-coated, Hallmark-carded love. And I am all for love, you know. I'm married almost 25 years.
Woo-hoo!
So yeah. I believe in love every day of the year. Yeah, exactly. But I always find that Valentine's Day, even if you are in love, and certainly if you're not, is a lot of pressure. And pressure is the enemy of pleasure. Mm-hmm. And Lupercalia is all about releasing the pressure with a few good flogs. I don't really have enough room to be flogging in here. But we're going to make room. We are going to do that in just a moment. I just want to give a shout out to the new bromance in the White House. Well, it's not really new, but it's like grabbing the headlines right now. And that is the Trump, our sailor boy.
Aww.
And his puppeteer, his captain, his Navy boy, Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I
think...
What are you guys doing in the White House?
Yankee, go home.
Well, I think that the wrecking ball little meme that takes Miley Cyrus's song, and it shows Trump almost naked. hiding his minuscule penis that we show here on our show. But yeah, he is wearing some nude-colored underwear. But he is straddling. Oh, go back to it, please. Yes, straddling the head, the big head of Steve Bannon. His big, big head in this place.
I mean, think that's the best picture we've seen of Trump.
I think it should go crashing through the walls, though, or building a wall and then crashing through it, or something chaotic. Absolutely, yes. This is one of the better pictures. I'm excited about this, and you know it kind of makes more sense than the Putin Trump bromance. Although I'm kind of excited about that too. Yeah, maybe.
I think Trump is a swinger. I think he likes, you know.
Trump, yeah, probably has more than one bro.
Right.
Yeah, Trump bros.
He's like a fraternity.
Yeah.
Bro,
and I personally
all day long
do not Trump. Want war with Russia, so I'm okay with a little bit of schmoozing up, you know, the Putin. But Steve Bannon, he calls himself Darth Vader. So, you know, he's kind of scary. And he likes being scary. He does. He's all about war. He wants a crisis. I've been studying up on him. He's like the anti-bonobo, really. He wants chaos. Yeah, we've been thinking that the Trump office is incompetent, and that's why all the chaos is reigning. And that could also be. Actually, that probably is true, because they don't know what they're doing, and they keep bloodletting within the family. It's like Game of Thrones, really, is another metaphor for the Trump White House. But I also think that Steve is okay with that. In fact, our sailor boy. We need to have a Steve Bannon doll, I think. We don't have one yet. I don't think Amazon has Steve Bannon masks yet. That would be too scary, right? Trump is the clown. Steve Bannon is really the scary one. And yeah, it's
too scary for Halloween.
If you watch his films, because he was a Hollywood guy for a minute, and he loves to kind of there's Steve and Rents, and so you know he loves to show how everything was great in the 50s, you know, well, except for women and black people and
women.
Everybody else
and wife and beating,
of course,
and
anybody trans, you know, and gay people and yeah, oh, and the wife beating
the
too.
Wife beating,
right?
That was okay.
You know, that
was
that kind of went on a lot.
Yeah.
But he loves the 50s. Also, the food was terrible, you know.
Good old days.
So then he feels that, you know, in the 60s and the 70s, things got terrible. You know, those are our times. Sexual revolution.
Right.
Feminist revolution.
People.
Gay revolution. Everything, you know, coming out. People kind of liberating themselves.
Woke up.
He didn't like that.
Change
and
is scary.
Then he kind of has some, I don't know, say, you know, he goes into these economic collapses. He's a Wall Street guy. And really feels that we need another crisis, a war. He's going to take us to war. I mean, I don't know. I think so. We were already, like, invading Yemen. Obama didn't want to invade Yemen just because of the problems. And I don't think we got what we were looking for, unless we were just looking for a couple of cell phones. But
well, actually,
we got a guy killed, and rest in peace, guy. I forget his name, but, you know, it's terrible. And a little girl, who was the daughter of somebody who was already dead from Al Qaeda, but you know she's just a 5-year-old girl. So, anyways, there's this going on. We're doing our best here in Bonoboville to protest, I guess, resist. And have fun at the same time. You know, some of us have gone to the women's marches, very bonobo, and the protests in the airports, you know, which were, by the way, other than being this terrible, you know, chaotic, just divisive measure, were a cover to put Bannon into the National Security Council, and they sort of did that while everybody was protesting the Muslim ban. And, you know, it's kind of tough, but we have our fun, you know. For instance, it's the year of the cock, and so that is the rooster in the Chinese New Year. It is the year of the rooster. And if you're watching us on video, you can now see, well, the Chinese have made Trump into basically a rooster or a cock or a dickhead is what we like to think
so
of him as.
So his true form.
Yeah, a dickhead with a small penis. And also, we think he needs to be gagged. This is his gag order. And maybe
looks kind of natural.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It does. It matches his outfit. Okay. So we'll just leave him kind of like that. And so I think, Gypsy, you might have to hold it against, you know, put it in his mouth. Make sure he's gagged.
Waterboard the motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, waterboarding bonobo style is fun.
No, I don't mean that way.
We might do that later. No, but yeah, and he likes waterboarding the evil way. Mm. So, you know, we can just stuff him with a dildo. Oh, there you go. Yeah, put it up his collar and then stick it in his mouth.
Yeah, totally. Bend over more.
This is Gypsy, by the way.
Hello, Gypsy.
Yes, and this is my little mini Jux leather flogger. And, of course, the holiday that we are getting ready for is flogging day. Lupercalia. And it's, you know, these little leather strips that they would cut in ancient Rome to flog through the countryside and kind of give ladies and men and anybody that stuck their butt out fertility or magic or hands. That's right. You can be flogged on the hands, although
I always have my
butt
out,
is cute, right? And so, you know, this was the way they celebrated the holiday, and it just got everybody excited. And these leather strips were called February, and that's where we get the name of the month, February. So it all makes sense. And what makes even more sense is that the heart, let's see, I've got a lot of hearts here, but you see this heart, right?
Oh,
we think of it as our cardiac organ, right?
My organ doesn't look like that.
Your organ doesn't look like that. No one's organ looks like that. I always used to wonder when I was a little kid, what does this have to do with the heart beating inside of our bodies? Well, nothing. Really nothing at all. But what does it look like? Class?
Buns.
It looks like well-whipped buns. Red buns
like
that
mine,
have been whipped and ripped. Yeah, this is what I think the heart is really kind of coming from. Let's see. Yeah, let's hold.
Yeah, pretty much.
Your butt. Here and
oh, I think she needs a little reddening there.
Yeah, you need to be redder.
Oh, honey.
That's
the show's just getting started.
But we are just getting started. And we do have some amazing guests tonight to get us started in our February celebration of Lupercalia. And I'm going to introduce, first of all, Goddess Phoenix. Y'all saw Goddess Phoenix at our New Year's Eve in Bonoboville. That was really just amazing. And she's brought her amazing whips or floggers, either one.
Floggers.
They both, whips or floggers, go with Lupercalia. And these are kind of modern whips or floggers. And
high tech.
And very sexy.
Yes, very, very sexy.
Especially in the dark.
Oh, yes. Come right up here with those. You could sit right here. Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Let me just put my butt right in your face.
Ooh, and you're all leathered up here. And you've got these beautiful things. Look at these. Wow. So magical. Yeah. And do you have a microphone? We need a microphone for you. Mm, yes, indeed.
There we
Welcome back, Goddess Phoenix.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you get ready for Lupercalia, because I know you're going back down south to Trump country.
That is
for you know, the actual Lupercalia.
And I'm spanking ass all the way down.
Of course, of course, they need it. Thank right, God. They need spanking, sex therapy, and all kinds of treatments. And we give it to them. We give them love,
right,
and lust with floggers, and and I want to introduce Madam Raven Ray.
Yay!
We're so excited to have Madam Raven Ray back. Why don't you come over here, yum. Madam Raven Ray? Yes. Come sit over here, especially because you match my outfit. You're wearing the Lupercalian burgundy and looking very fetching. Do you have a microphone? You need a mic. There you go. And so I just want to say that Madam Raven Ray and Goddess Phoenix are both winners of 2016 Susie Awards.
Yeah.
And here's a Susie Award for you.
Thank you.
And yay. You're going to have to also hold this one because we only have one. Okay, we're going to go back and forth. Yeah. Most dazzling Dom, you know, and it's obvious why. And there we go. And yes, there's a condom on its head. This is a very safe.
It's a very safe award.
Award. This award is safe because a lot of people do use their awards for pleasure purposes, I've noticed.
I don't think my vagina is that wide.
Okay, yeah, it's kind of, you know, but the wings is a little, also a deterrent. But but yeah, Madam Raven Ray won for Sexiest Dom.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got that sexy down, and not just because her Twitter is Sexy Raven Ray. And these two are involved in a new kind of endeavor.
A very cool one.
A very cool endeavor called Fet Pros. Tell us about that.
Fet Pros is something that I built. It's a advertising website for Fet professionals.
Ah.
It's created for DOMs, subs, fetish performers. So it's a fetish advertising website created by a dominatrix.
And to fill the hole that Backpage has left in part.
Yes.
That's it fills many holes, though, because it's not just for that. It's the subs. It's the photographers.
Yes.
It's the people of the industry as well.
Right, right. Yes, so speaking of filling holes, what do you have between your breasts?
Well, at the moment...
Whoa.
Gotta fetch it out.
This is a vibrating little... It could be a butt plug. It could be a lot of things. But it certainly could fill a hole.
Touch my button.
Oh. Okay.
Awfully tiny.
What do you do? Oh, you rub it here. Oh, yeah. This is for beginners. We know some beginners that could use one like this. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
For those who can't see it, let me just show
you. Ooh. It vibrates. You know, sometimes it does take a little thing.
Now I'm vibrating.
To pack a big wallop. And we have to let Clown Trump know that, you know, his little thing, he doesn't have to pretend it's big. Right. Oh, this was what?
This was molded.
Molded for Trump.
Is that a life cast?
Yeah.
Yes. We need to do therapy on him.
Isn't that it? Moldacock?
Actually, it looks like...
Something like that.
Is that the name of the company?
I think so.
His wife needs therapy, really.
Hey, she gives every hooker hope. I'm just
she does.
Saying.
Yeah.
She gives every hooker in America hope.
And not just because Trump's middle name is John. Right. No, and...
No, he's German.
Two-thirds
of his wife
Trump
are foreign.
Don't slut-shame Melania. I do have that in my big critique of Trump is... let the bromance go, you know, better than nuclear war with Putin. And, you know, don't slut shame Melania.
No, I'm dressed.
You are not on my. Can you.
I
is
am.
Your mic? Oh, there
I,
it is.
Oh,
there.
I know.
See.
I can always hear my voice. I'm like, oh
you
my gosh.
See?
I do. Oh, I like. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think I agree with Dr. Susie. You know, we don't need to slut shame her. She was. I think she's like
slut.
Almost like a. In the wrong place at the wrong time, like a. Bad bystander, you know, like.
Well, hit. I don't feel sorry for the
no,
bitch.
No, I know. I think everybody makes their choices.
No, and I think it's awfully silly that she wants to make her first lady cause in
bullying.
I'm just saying.
Hey, we both agree on that. We both agree on that. But, you know, I'm not going to shame her for her tight clothes and her big old boobies.
Oh, no. She looks good. We like those. We like those. There's nothing wrong with big old boobies.
Dedicated to, you know.
And shapely legs and all that. And naked pictures. Do we have her naked picture?
Okay. Please tell me you have the naked picture.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there it is. Yes, we do.
Perfectly.
We always have it close
to Facebook friendly.
Yeah.
Definitely no
Kennedy. Facebook friendly. Thank you, Trump.
And yeah, that's one thing we can thank him for. Everything else he needs
there
to be
vlogged
for.
There she is, our first lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Right.
Well, Michelle was pretty sexy, but, you know.
Get out of town,
do
Trump.
Naked pictures. That's good.
We're going to hump the all first right. lady.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're all getting turned on.
So, and Raven, don't we have another endeavor that you would like to talk about?
We do. We actually have a fun thing that we created during AVN this year. It's called Femdom Power Parties.
Ooh.
Yes. It's nice. Like a foot party, but with a twist. You can actually do
like
other
twists.
Kinds of sessions, fetish
yes.
sessions, vlogging sessions.
All kinds of sessions, right.
Spanking sessions.
And you still do them in those
sessions?
Little booths like that? I mean, you'd have to have a bigger booth. If you're talking about the foot fetish, the foot salons, don't they have these little booths, that private booths that people
every foot
in?
Party's different, but I do know for foot night, everybody has their own little privacy
right.
and everything. And I would love to get Steve on board with us and help promote us as well. So trying to...
That's not Bannon, not Steve Bannon.
No. He can
he would just
my
blow
spanking
up the
things.
No. Yeah, he probably
foot night
would
international
like that.
Steve.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, he says he's for nationalism and Judeo-Christian values and all this stuff. And I was trying to figure out what that meant. And I saw that his second wife explains that, yeah, he's a wife beater. Yeah, so.
So he has the rule of thumb?
You know.
Hey.
He wants to make America great again, put the women in the kitchen, you know.
Marry your purple and black again.
You know what? That might be good because more poisonings would be going on.
Oh, there you go.
There's a lot of implements
there's
in a kitchen that a woman can use.
Always another side. Exactly. There's always another side. Right. So I would like to introduce some of my other guests that are here, including this lovely lady, a fetish girl. I guess submissive. And she is Miss Joy Luck.
Hello.
Of Sanctuary Studios, and we love Sanctuary Studios. So welcome to Bonovoville, Miss Joy Luck. Talking to the mic. Yeah.
Hi, hello.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. I'm super excited.
And we are super Woo! Excited to have you. We you look great. You do. Yeah.
I was trying to match.
You do match.
Favorite play partner. Goddess Phoenix.
I love this one. She can take all my spankings.
Ooh. Could we see you model your amazing outfit?
Definitely.
Yeah. Let's have a look at this. Wow. This is a great looking skirt that has the garters and just like different bands.
Here, come out to the middle so we can really get a good look at you and give that cute little spin one
more
time.
Whoa.
Oh, see,
yes,
she's got it down.
Nice
she's got
shape.
It down.
Whoa.
Look, I dropped that.
Oops.
Yes. There. Oh, look, it fell again.
I just like watching you bend over.
We do like when you bend over. That's very, very nice. Okay. So how long have you been with Sanctuary? Let's talk on the mic.
I've been with Sanctuary for a couple of months barely, but I learned almost everything I know there. They have classes, events, parties.
They do?
Yeah.
What brought you there?
Well, I'm super kinky and I love pain, so I was just on Google
my
one night.
My kind of girl.
Wow.
I was like on Google, then I just discovered them. They're actually one of the biggest dungeons.
When
in
did you
LA.
Discover that you loved pain?
A long time ago, but I didn't want to like be out with it until recently. So
Have you ever gotten into dangerous pain or?
Not too dangerous.
Oh, good
just,
for you.
You know, dangerous
so
for
you,
fun.
So you do it for fun and with all the rules of BDSM,
yeah.
You know, you didn't do any cutting when you were a kid,
no.
Negative things like that. You know, there's a lot of people that like pain that channel it into very destructive things. And
right.
One of the things we're here to tell you is there is another way. There is a BDSM way to deal with your masochism. You know, pain is the other side of the coin of pleasure.
And they're very, very closely linked.
They can be one and the same as well.
Yeah, and everybody's pain threshold is different, you know. But they do kind of relate. They go together. So welcome, and we hope that you join our celebration of February, Lupercalia Month, and take a nice flogging. Have you taken one from these fabulous?
Yes,
you have.
Of course I have, but I love it.
Oh,
I love
good.
Hard flogging.
Oh, hard.
She yeah. can take stingy. A really good hard flogging.
Jackie like. Took these at
and
New
a spanking.
Year's. They were kind of stingy, right?
Oh, I love them. Oh,
you
yeah.
love them?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready for
who
round two?
Who said they were kind of stingy? Was it Gypsy? You said they were kind of stingy.
I'll just say to everybody, I'm the big pussy of the group. I
so you're what we would call a pain weenie.
And we love
I'm
to grab
weenie,
the pussy.
But you know what? I believe I can't talk about things unless I know what you all are dealing with. So I'm a good educator like Dr. Susie. I want to know what's going on or how can I judge. But, yeah, I mean, I like it a little bit. But, yeah, I would say that I kind of like after like a few whips, I'm like, okay.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Everybody has a different threshold of pain.
Yeah,
and
like more.
And
more.
Yeah. Jackie likes more. And I guess that Miss Joy Luck likes quite a bit.
Good. We get to do a demo on both of these.
All right. Very good. And now we're going to find out about Sir Pence and his lovely lady subbies, Princess and Fire. Welcome to Bonoboville, Sir Pence.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
I just want to say it's not the other guy from the White House.
Oh, no. Not Mike. No, yeah. It's Sir Pence.
We're not associated with that.
Excuse me.
No.
I said
no, not,
Pence.
No.
I got Pence on the mind. I think I'm afraid of him, too. I know I'm afraid of him too, and he's very slick. He doesn't even come out with how nasty he is, really, unless you, of course, see his record. But yeah, this is Sir Pent. Excuse me, sir. Yes. Release your pent up emotions.
It's so true.
Right.
Do we have any more of those?
Yeah.
Like those pent jokes.
Give her a microphone.
Yeah.
It's so true.
It is. It's true.
Tell it, Sister Raven
Ray. Ridiculous. I mean, he's probably one of the most dangerous people to have. As
he is. He is.
Because if anything ever happened to Trump, God forbid,
yeah, then he's next.
This is Trump's insurance.
He has seen one too many The Walking Dead. He is so ready for the apocalypse.
I can't even.
Yeah, this is Trump's insurance, is Mike Pence.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah.
So we're all going to die regardless.
Well, we are the resistance.
We're going to die.
You know, and
yes, my mom went to the Women's March, and she is all about the resistance.
Yay, your
she
mom.
Is, yes. Yes.
Yeah, we're going to put these guys under.
Woo!
Sexy Mama Ray. She's doing it, man. She's educating. She took kids down to the Women's March.
Right.
Oh, wow.
She took other.
Oh, I love your mama.
Oh, I love my mom.
Trump
she's,
is bringing them
amazing.
All out.
Good I love your mom and you.
Know?
Right.
You know, it is an element, and I have to say
she's
that
too,
our
man.
Friends, shout out to Danielle Watts and Brian Lucas, the chef Be Live, because they kind of love Trump, and I kind of hate them a little bit for it, but I love them too, and they give him this love because they say he, you know, among other things, well, they love everybody, but also that he brings out this resistance
well,
in
he's
us.
He's uniting America like we didn't expect.
Well, like
know?
Dr. says, it's a focus is on different places. Like,
fertile ground.
You know, everybody kind of takes their pain or pleasure in a different way, and they focus it in different ways.
Yeah.
And that's how they take their love. At least it's in a proactive way.
Right.
So
far, though, I want to caution everybody that the really bad stuff hasn't really gotten going yet. So we just have to watch out.
Right. And I love everybody, too, except Nazis and fascists.
Well,
I don't
you
love
sit
them.
Down.
That is.
I don't even like.
I want to share my love with everyone. You know, I'm not for the black bloc tactics, really. Although it was kind of funny when they hit Richard Spencer, but yeah.
Right.
But I'm not for that. I am for the bonobo way.
I think he got punched
way.
A second time as well.
Yeah, he did.
Right.
The bonobo way. You know, we got to make peace through pleasure. This is what differentiates us from the Bannons of the world.
Yeah, but Nazis don't count, right?
You know, I guess it just depends on if they're coming for you. You know, there's such a thing as self-defense. Yeah, you know, okay. So it's an area that I fortunately haven't had to experience, but I still preach and teach and play the bonobo way. So there.
Hallelujah.
And I think it was great that the Berkeley students protested. We were in Berkeley last year for Valentine's Day. But yeah, the Black Bloc kind of, I don't know, they turned it into a bit of a violence festival. But anyway, flogging is non-violent, really. I mean, well, yeah. It's taking the violent energy and it's turning it into something consensual and fun, and it channels it into something good. So we like it. You like flogging, don't you, Serpent?
I do, yes.
All right. And where does the name Serpent come from, so we can not call you Serpents? Right.
Serpent, like
a
snake.
Oh, Serpent! I love snakes.
You get it now? You get it?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, we got it. Yeah.
Wow. I'm dumber than
I'm super dumb. Well,
no, I'm the guy in the White House.
Yeah, right.
I got it a long time ago.
I love snakes, actually. And this is
very snake-like.
You know, floggers and whips are very snake-like, really.
Ooh.
They are.
Ooh.
And you have your two lovely submissives here.
I do. I'll introduce this one first. This is my wife, Princess.
Wife Princess. Hello, Wife Princess. Oh, we should let her speak. Yes.
Hi.
How long have you been married?
5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And you have an open marriage, at least to some degree.
To some degree, yes.
Uh-huh. Open enough for
I like to
fire.
Keep something for myself.
Right. Right. Do you have a ring? Is that what you keep to yourself? Yeah, look at that. That's
oh, she's got a
That's
ring. She's
good.
Got an icy
yeah.
bling bling on
whoa,
that
whoa,
finger.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay. And do you like to get flogged?
Yes, very
Why
much
Why do you
so.
Enjoy that?
It definitely brings a release that I don't get any other way.
Ah. Have you ever celebrated Lupercalia?
No.
You ever heard of it?
You had to look at him.
No, I've actually never heard of it before. So
you had to find out if maybe I was in subspace when we were celebrating Lupercalia and I forgot the name.
Maybe yeah. we were celebrating it and didn't even know about it.
Well,
that's what it was. That's what it was.
Yeah.
We just celebrate it all the time.
I guess so. You do. You get your regular floggings and spankings.
Yes.
And that's how a good wife should be treated. Well, there is a big difference, right, between abuse and BDSM.
Consensuality.
So, that's true. The key. I mean, the main key.
You know, maybe he should take some lessons.
He should.
We should send him to our beautiful mistresses and doms and teach him
website.
How it's done
yes.
nicely.
If you want, you can just call us on the phone
yeah,
first.
Call us. Yeah. We got you.
Oh, call us. It's, yeah, it's
right. It's more anonymous that way.
It's $10 a minute for you because you work for
the
government.
The fine art of BDSM, flogging, whichever side you're on. I feel Trump is submissive, you know, and maybe
Most
Bannon.
Most definitely.
Bannon is frustrated. He keeps chasing away his wives.
He's a confused switch.
Is that what he is?
Very confused.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Well... We'll slap the confusion right out of
I'm
going to
take a hit on that one.
So, Fire. Let's hear from Fire.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
You are part of this triad.
I am.
Is this like a menage a trois?
It is to some degree.
To some degree. The flogging degree, the BDSM degree?
Yes. It's mm-hmm. We're very much a family type thing.
Cool.
It's not just that I'm serving my sir as his submissive. It's I have an additional. She's also a friend, and so we're very much a family figure.
Cool. So do you serve sir's serpent?
Say that three times fast.
No, I don't.
Okay. That's only
wife
princess.
Only.
Yes.
Princess is the only one that serves Sir's Serpent.
Yes.
But do you find that
we just haven't gotten that far yet.
Sir's Serpent is
he's hopeful. Look at him.
The plot thickens and so does the cock.
One of the things that Trump would like is that do you guys have a deal? Are there do you have a written agreement? Like I will whack you here, but I can't whack you there.
Executive
order of some kind.
This is not
I
50
can whack
Shades
them
of Grey.
Yeah, I can whack them anywhere.
That's okay. The agreement.
Oh, okay.
That's the agreement I said, and they said
it's
okay.
It's the deal. It's
this
the
is
deal. Got it. Okay.
A more personal arrangement than 50 Shades, which I guess is coming out with a new awful movie.
Oh, God. I honestly, I love
for
cinematic.
For Valentine's
Forget
Day.
About it. I was just, you know?
Yeah. Well, if you want to see my opinion, go to my blog, 50 Shades of Holy Crap. There you go.
Oh.
Which is the most frequently repeated phrase in 50 Shades of Grey.
And yeah. And it's much better, by the way. Much better.
So, you know. But I have to say for 50 Shades that it did get BDSM out into the open.
But it's
somehow.
So far from reality.
No, it's badly written. That's what I have to say. But it's also
with great actors. Yeah. Okay, I'm not going
to
go there again.
I went to the premiere, and I actually took my slaves with me.
Okay.
And people that were interviewing me said, what did you think about the movie? And I said, well, there were six other movies in the theater I thought about going to see. But I have to say that there's room for improvement. Just like everything, there's room for improvement.
That's right.
That's why we have your website now.
Yes. That's right. And I will say that it made DomCon attendance go way up.
Yes, it did.
Way up. And we love DomCon. And we're getting ready for DomCon 2017.
Yes, in May.
May.
Yeah.
I am a guest of honor.
Yes, she is.
You sure are.
Me too.
And this here is the hostess of the opening night, Phoenix.
Yeah.
Ow!
No, I'm actually on the board, so I am doing my red carpet social.
Yes. Yeah, you red carpet everybody in.
I just
you
red
welcome
carpet everybody.
Yeah.
They asked me this year to be. I'm so,
oh,
no, that's okay. Yeah.
I was going to say, they also invited me for guest of honor this year.
This young lady will be there for guest of honor, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Yay.
It's a Dom lineup.
And I've also
amazing
been invited.
Amazing Dom lineup.
Mm. And with this being that special month, I just want to do a shout out to my sub right there that we're celebrating our 6 years together.
Woo-hoo. Wow. Come up here for
everyone
a minute. Just 1 minute.
That's love and lust.
Come here. Come here.
He's also my
adorable
photographer.
Oh.
Nice.
Very nice. And he's also
I think
you
should be by our
Beth
feet.
Rose
I don't know.
As
that's
well.
Just
okay.
My
oh, yeah.
I guess you can take a real close-up picture from here. Yeah.
You sure can.
Mm. Wow.
He's one of the fetish photographers that are on the site.
Yes. Yes, indeed. We're very excited to have you here. With that big, hard serpent of yours. I mean, lens
mic.
Of
yeah.
the camera. Yes.
Right. Yes. Lens.
Yes. Yes. Lens.
And it extends.
Oh, nice.
Your
nice.
Lens is winking at me.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
I think I have introduced everyone. And now we got to get down to some flogging because this is what Lupercalia is all about. Ooh, look at Miss Joy Luck. She got very excited hearing about the flogging. Yeah, you can't
me
wait.
Too.
Okay. So we don't have a lot of room, so we should move some
ooh,
parts here.
I actually want to have him hand me the floggers he got me for Valentine's Day.
Oh,
okay.
Which were very
ooh.
Special. Which were
do
over
you get
there.
Anniversary floggers too?
Yes, I do
just
get
checking.
Anniversary floggers.
It is very appropriate to give floggers for Valentine's Day because the original Valentine's Day is Lupercalia.
Just hand them both.
Mm. Every year as a woman, I find better and better things to get.
And much
know?
Better than candy, I think, to give
oh,
on
God,
Valentine's
yes.
Day.
It
except
is.
If you're
and
giving
healthier.
It to Gypsy.
Oh, I know, but
Gypsy
I've been better
candy.
Just
ooh,
to let everybody
look
know.
Look at these. These are rubber.
Ooh.
Latex.
Latex. Wow, they're kind of stingy.
They are. Hand me the other pair.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
This is from Baby Loves Latex.
Baby Loves ooh. Latex. Yeah, he was telling me
yeah,
about
she
those.
She designed
oh,
these.
And look at
awesome.
These.
Those look
these are
soft.
Colorful.
Those feel like they
and
feel
and
nice.
And these will be great for you, you
oh,
win.
Oh, you win.
You win.
I can't. Oh, my gosh. You know what? I can't wait. I can't wait to puss out on those.
Aww.
These will be
wow.
And they are bright just like my hair. I love them.
Oh. I'm so excited. I don't know what to have you do because I wanted you to do it with these.
Because
these
I
are
can
so
do it
cool.
with all of them.
You
so many options.
I can do it with a mom.
Some people's subbies.
Oh, yes.
I didn't get the title world renowned for nothing.
I think that Miss Joy Luck is going to subby here.
She
yes.
Is.
Yes, you she are. Is. As she shrugs
Ooh.
So divinely.
Who, me?
Yeah. Very nice. Where are you from, Miss Joy Luck?
Me, I'm from the Valley, Burbank.
Oh, Valley girl. Okay, well, welcome down.
Right on, right on.
To Bonoboville.
I'm gonna I'm gonna make some room on this stage.
Okay, warm her up,
baby. So you just go up that bed, bend it over.
Oh yeah, bend it over and show us that heart-shaped butt.
Oh, okay. Well, you know,
I'm just gonna.
Oh, does she go upside down like a stripper? I'm so curious.
Yeah, we don't have a stripper pole, so that's not it. One.
Oh, down she goes.
Mm-hmm. Good
on
girl.
On her knees.
Good girl.
Two.
Oh, she's learned.
Yes.
Yeah, hands up. Mm. There you go.
Three.
Waiting
wow.
for
my
it.
Favorite position.
Waiting
this is like
for
ballet.
It.
And four.
Oh, get ready for four. Where are you going to go? Where
right
are you going to go?
She is an amazing
nice
professional sub. I mean, there are subs and then there are professional subs. And
wow.
She is totally yeah. an amazing
And she's
sub.
Really just started. Can I have a mic to just hear if she giggles or moans? Okay, so.
Hey.
So here we go. Goddess Phoenix taking her electric.
Oh, you have the electric.
Yellow. Well, it's like a neon yellow color, sort of greenish yellow. Floggers that are attached to gloves that look quite
it's like a surfboard
amazing.
For your floggers. You
wow.
know, you're never going to get disattached with these things.
It feels good.
Does it feel good? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's softer. Yeah, she said that's even okay for Gypsy. So that's, yeah.
Gypsy approved.
Gypsy approved.
And they look amazing.
Can we get more visual of the butt, please? The the heart-shaped buttocks.
Oh, here.
Yeah.
Well, let me see if I can.
There we go. Oh, there we go. And there's already some reddening going on there. Yeah.
Ooh.
It's already getting to be Valentine red.
Already.
Already.
Can't believe it.
Nice. That's the warm-up.
Ooh.
And here we go with the beautiful
and
electric
her favorites.
Whips. The electric floggers.
Those are incredibly
awesome. This is for
awesome.
Modern-day Lupercalia. Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
How do they feel?
Beautiful.
They feel yummy.
Yummy. Little bit of sting, like spice in your enchilada.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Some cayenne pepper.
Or this is more like your taco, really, than your enchilada.
Spicy.
Yeah, spicy taco. Whoa. Or tamale. A hot tamale is what this is. And beautiful. Yes, the way those floggers just swish and hit that lovely Valentine heart-shaped butt. Nice.
And they slither.
Slither, yeah.
Slither.
Slither them around that lovely butt. Mm. Ooh. Yeah. It just looks like a, you know, a shooting star. Yeah. Beautiful. And let's hear it for Goddess Phoenix and Miss Joy Luck. Beautiful. Beautiful. More to come and come again. But I would love to see you demonstrate something, Serpent.
I agree.
Yeah. Would you like to demonstrate some of your flogging with your floggies? Oh,
I
yeah.
Would.
You've got some nice ones. Yeah. Oh,
those look like Master Aragon.
Ooh,
my floggers are made by Master Aragon.
Ah, okay.
Yes, I know that.
A I have a set.
Champagne.
The only one that I know that puts a little eyeball on the top of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that helps you to see what you're doing when, you know.
I just like them because they look like snake eyes.
They do.
Or serpent.
Serpent. Now I'm not going to forget.
You have the green ones?
I have the green ones. Ooh,
green
eyes.
Mine are made of patent leather and elk.
Ooh.
So the shiny pink and the shiny black is all patent leather.
So I would love to have your two submissives stand up and model their outfits, although I must admit our Facebook camera cannot show these outfits because they are
a little naughty.
Nipples.
Very
nipple warning.
Nipple warning, yes.
They're nipply.
But we love that. We actually love these lovely nipples.
Yeah,
you can stand
right there. Get right here in the
guys,
middle.
You know, just the Facebook camera can show something else. And you should show our lucky
just
Dr. Susie TV at Bonoboville
Facebook can
watchers.
That's about all.
A little
your
bit of trashy,
breasts.
A little bit of classy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely nice. All right. So now, how would you like to flog them? You want to put them here or somewhere?
If we have enough room, I can do both at the same time.
Yes, let's do that. Maybe Jackie can move over here and you can kind of do them across this way.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds very efficient. I like that.
Very efficient, right.
Yeah.
I'm learning how to work with space. It's a real estate thing. Yeah, okay.
Wah, wah,
wah.
Can I hold one of these? It just makes me feel so
I love
so
how they just bend over so perfectly.
Oh, hit the button, baby. Ooh, it's green. Ooh, yeah.
Those are definitely
make
our
those
floggers.
Butts jiggle.
Dr. Susie.
Uh-huh.
Five.
Yeah.
Ten.
It says ten.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't read.
I like how their booties jiggle.
Yes,
oh,
their booties are definite jigglers.
I like it. Mm.
All righty.
Those are jiggling booties, baby.
I like it.
So last week, we had a special theater poetry performance from the cast of Ménage à Trois. And now we have a real sort of semi-ménage à trois. A BDSM ménage à trois. Very nice. Thank you, Serpent. And
very nice.
Ladies.
Ow!
Can we see some breast play, perhaps? Yeah.
Booby flogging.
Okay, Facebook, you cannot see this.
Facebook cameras move.
Facebook, you cannot see the boobs. Oh, yes.
Move to the
Facebook,
left.
Don't look at the boobs. Oh, but we can look at the boobs. Wow, these are fire boobs, and they are quite lovely. They are voluptuous, buxom.
Succulent.
Succulent, right. They remind me of the Looper is the wolf, the she-wolf in the Lupercalia, and she suckles Romulus and Remus to... you know, just nurture them because they were
fertility.
Abandoned by their uncle.
Oh,
yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look
at
that.
Him go.
Very nice aim there. Yeah, he's really getting one titty at a time.
And guys thought taking off the bra with one hand is impressive.
And these gals look like they're having a great time.
Wait
and
for
let's
this
just
one. Wait for
give
this
some
one.
Applause for Serpent. And the lovely fire and the understanding wife, Princess. Now she's hot too.
She's hot.
Yeah, but that was great, that whole nipple slap thing.
That's super sexy.
Huh, yeah. That turned you on, I could tell.
I like that.
You got all
into Nine Inch Nails
fired
closer.
Up.
You know what? I heard that. I think that's what did it for me.
Everything sexual to Nine Inch Nails closer.
Ooh. But I think we need to hear the kinkster from Carmina Formosa, because, you know, Lupercalia is kinky. And this is the winner of the most bonobo song of 2016.
Oh!
Woo! Kinkster.
Yes.
So, can we do something else with our lovely Miss Joy Locke?
You can do a lot.
Oh.
Watch out,
that's so promising.
Okay.
As long as
watch
you
out
on Facebook,
Facebook you
you're friendly. Just
else.
Keep those
can
nips away.
Can we take
away.
Off some article of clothing here?
Take those maybe. Bottoms off.
Or
that's
take
Facebook
the top
friendly.
Off. Let's take the top off.
All right. Even though I love them, by the way, the bondage straps. That's
we
my,
don't
that's
have
my
to be
catnip.
Facebook appropriate. Facebook can show other things.
Meow.
That's the whole idea. The Dr. Susan
somebody
Block Show.
Girl
can I just say, we are not Facebook appropriate. We just, you know, have
we
an angle.
We cater to you, kind of.
Trump.
Lately. Oh, my God. That's adorable, that corset.
Oh,
and
she
my.
Was
nice.
This whole time?
The best. Yeah,
sure
that's, it was the best for last.
She's so cute.
Nice.
Well, she is still Facebook appropriate.
She's still adorably yeah. Facebook friendly.
I like it.
Very nice.
Oh!
A special treat.
Oh,
a special
you
treat.
Guys.
Yeah, we're going to do a Valentine's spanking.
A spanking row.
A spanking row. So all three of you right up here.
Yes, indeed.
Let's see those bottles.
Yeah, just take it off.
Here we go. Woo! Yes. Show that bottom. We love when pantyhose is around the knees.
Mm.
It's a nice position for pantyhose to be in. It's right around your knees. Ooh.
This is so fun.
It's a nice row of buns getting buttered up for a good Lupercalia flogging with a little hand spanking. Yeah. Hand spanking.
Huh?
Gets them tenderized. A little sound here. Mm-hmm. Yep, we're already getting nice and Valentine red here. Especially Gypsy, you white girl, you. Wow. That is totally Valentine red, right there. Jackie's got that, what, Cherokee blood? One of those Native American Cherokee, yeah.
And I'm Apache. Lachimon Gapo Nasia King Neha Nakisia.
Shout out to No Dapple. We support you. You know, obviously Trump does not. Woo!
That's all right. We're going to make him house. We're going to put him under house arrest.
Jackie's face
he won't be able
priceless.
To go nowhere because there'll be thousands and thousands of people around.
Yeah, he couldn't go to the Harley Davidson factory. Yay! Nice spankings. Look at this.
You're going
to
see crowds like
bottoms
you've never
to the
seen
camera.
Before.
Bottoms
the
up.
Biggest
bottoms
crowds.
Up.
That's
they're coming
super
after
cute.
You.
Thank you, Goddess Phoenix.
Wait, I have to show the heart here. Whoops.
I'm sorry, what was that? I didn't hear you.
Thank you, Goddess Thank you, Phoenix.
See?
Thank you, Goddess.
These are what
Thank
the
you, Goddess
heart
Phoenix.
Really is.
For making my buns hot and
a
well-whipped
set
the best.
Of buns.
Hey, Dr.
They're
Susie.
They're super sexy now.
Yes.
They weren't before.
Do we have any time
weren't.
Left?
Yes. We have 5 minutes.
Oh, we have 5 minutes still.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
You know, who needs makeup when you have a red
What did
bottom?
You want to talk about, Max?
No, I just was wondering.
Well, you know, I'm going to give a shout out to Cosmo.
And
that's
I forgot because
right.
I'm a little
I'm
stoned.
I'm still
a
Cosmo
a
girl.
I'm so excited about this.
And I'm in Cosmo. Yeah, not my picture. But
my boss is in Cosmo.
My advice on nipple play, of all things.
Her husband's
hey.
At the bar.
So, you know, we get into the nipple play here.
That is so cute.
That's right, yeah.
And I think that's a big deal because I'm going to be honest. Like I was telling Dr. Susie earlier, I grew up in a small town, and this was the only sex advice I got. Was Cosmo. Like, for some reason, my dad thought it was just, like, you know, tall heels and lipstick. And I'm like...
Did they tell you about nipple play?
They told me about cock sucking, all sorts of stuff. God bless Cosmo.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they are still to the day...
They are. They're very
liberated. See, that's why these fucking guys were upset.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, you know, between the cock sucking and pussy eating.
Yeah, my dad, if he only knew. But anyway, glad he didn't. Dr. Susie, my mentors.
Helen Gurley Brown, one of my mentors, you know, rest in peace. She really, she was the one that turned Cosmo into what it is. And she was definitely one of the types of people that Stephen Bannon is against. You know, who brought out the sexuality. She was a nasty woman. Yes.
She was a nasty.
And we are nasty women.
Deliciously nasty.
We are nasty women galore right here on the Dr. Susan Block Show with one bad ombre.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And,
Congrats, Dr. Susie.
Yay.
Congrats, Dr. Susie.
And Susie's very humble, but she's always in magazines. She's in all kinds of places.
On the doctors and Cosmo. You know, she's doing her thing.
I take her to the awards and
little
all the movie stars.
Little do they know about this show.
Oh, Dr. Susie.
Well,
when
thank
I was
God
a kid
that more
watching
people
you.
Will be directed to your show now.
Yeah.
They'll turn red.
They do link to it. But, you know, I don't know if they really know about the show.
People on my Instagram, you know, people like to stalk. People like to troll, especially with those naughty subjects.
Yes.
Those are the fun to
Dr. Susan Block Show.
The Instagrams have no pictures posted.
Right? You just like to stalk and troll. I don't like to like the things you like the most of the shit you do not press the like button on because you're like, yeah, I'm going to like that later because you want to keep back going back and forth. It's honest.
So, yeah, Cosmo, we're here for you. Lupercalia, we're getting ready for you.
Yes.
And, you know, Steve Bannon, we got it in for you. And FetPros, check it out. You know, check it out. And we're gonna take a little break. You know, but we're gonna be back with Gypsy and Femdom Power Parties and Miss Joy Luck and Goddess Phoenix and Sexy Raven Ray and Serpent.
And I have nothing to do with politics.
Fire.
I have nothing to do with politics.
I know. He has some Trump clients. And his
actually,
lovely
Doc,
wife,
could
Princess,
you pull Trump's card?
And Jackie Blue. Yeah. Okay, so we got a lot going on. We're going to be flogging some more and all kinds of other nasty things. So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Ow!
Ow!
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
going to have a Sibian ride for Masturbation Month. Yes.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. She's mounting the Sibian. Have you ever ridden the Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride. It's my best friend.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa, yeah. Holy what? Shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a deep breath.
So
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sonnez les matines. Ding dang dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui. Oui. Princesse, vas-y.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen, Dr. Susan Block.
I think we have orgasm, Houston, and let's have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
We made it. Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. Come on.
I still think I
can
say those words.
Where's the husband?
You got the Sibian. You don't need the husband.
Oh, my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Hello.
We are back and we are putting Trump under gag order with a dildo. That's right. And he's in the Navy now, like his bromance partner, Stevie Bannon. But as long as we can keep him shut up, we're okay. Woo!
and I've got a hold of these fabulous floggers of Goddess Phoenix, who used them a little
microphone,
while ago.
Dr. Susie?
My microphone is not in front of my mouth. Gag me with a microphone. So I should smack his balls a little, yeah. There we go.
I think you're just tickling
Sting
him.
His balls, you know. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Right, and his little tiny pee-pee. And we're very excited. This is our pre-Lupercalia warm-up here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. We are going to celebrate the Lupercalia on February the 18th. If you're tuned in live, you should, you know, make sure to tune in to that. That is the pre-Lupercalia thing. But next week, we are going to do the show on Sunday from the Cupcake Theater. And that is where we are going to be broadcasting from, the golden age of adult cinema, with Nina Hartley and Ron Jeremy and a whole bunch of other exciting adult stars from the golden age, which has nothing to do with Trump's golden showers, or maybe it does. Anyway, join us there. Golden Age of Adult Cinema. Just look it up on, or give us a call at 310-568-0066. Shout out to Dave Bertolino. We are going to be there. So, yeah, we're going to be back here on February the 18th. Should we take you to the Cupcake Theater? Golden Age. Yeah, maybe we will. Yeah, yeah, he loves anything golden. We know that, right? Anything golden. Okay, so we're very excited. We're back here in our pre... We're going to just put you to sleep here. Yeah, under your sailor hat. Our pre-Lupercalia warm-up. We have Goddess Phoenix.
Yeah.
We have Miss Joy Luck of Sanctuary.
Yeah.
We have Madame Raven Ray, Gypsy Bonobo, Jackie Blue, and Serpent. Don't confuse him with Pence. But he's here with his two ladies, his lovely wife, Princess, and that third wheel. And oh my, does she wheel. And that is Fire and her sexy nipples. And we talk about sexy nipples in Cosmo this week. So we got it all covered, and also the Sibian. We've got that covered. We've got it covered with a fresh coat of saran wrap.
That looks dangerous.
Because we heard that a newbie, a virgin to the Dr. Susan Block Show, is also a virgin to the Sibian.
I know that.
A Sibian virgin. My goodness.
And that would be Miss Joy Luck. Ooh. And this is your lucky night, Miss Joy Luck.
Ooh.
So you may ascend the Sibian, and I think that Goddess Phoenix should be right beside you to, you know, give you motivation. And, you know, maybe some flogging from behind.
I don't know if this will be a Femdom Power Pros party favor, though.
It would be a good one
it's
later on.
Baby. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, anything can be Femdom if it is done with a dominating attitude. So, okay, so you're going to strip now. So the Facebook
we're on
Facebook
it.
Cam should be looking at other things.
The censorship department is
because we are getting the treat of a strip tease from Miss Joy Luck. I'm so excited that Goddess Phoenix's floggers are shaking. Ooh, look at those beautiful boobies and lovely hard nipples. Nice.
Lovely.
Oh, like
beautiful. Whoa. Okay. And she's going to ride naked. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, take it off, girl. Oh, you could do it naked. Yeah, I don't know.
Go for it.
Were you going to take that off? Yeah.
Go for it.
Watch the Facebook.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We're all watching.
Facebook, eat your heart out. This heart-shaped butt is getting completely revealed to us.
Whoa.
Yes, this is what the heart is all about on Valentine's It's the heart-shaped butt. We could, should do a little more flogging of that butt. Yes.
Warm it up a little bit.
Yes. Warm it up for the Sibian.
That's enough warm-up. Get up there.
Okay. Now you can get up there, and you can ride. Just face us, because we need to see you. No. Turn around. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We want to see that
face. This way. Yeah. You can ride reverse cowgirl. Wait, let me turn it all down so you don't have to get on while it's shimmering. Okay, so it's at rest.
It's gyrating.
It's gyrating. So now you get on there. Trump, you can watch as long as you don't sign any more executive
That's
orders.
You're in good company.
Okay, so microphone for her.
The fear in her voice is so real.
So you're going to sit down here. You're going to sit down right on...
Yeah, just
that
straddle.
Just straddle it like it's a nice saddle there. Okay. And do you want to have Goddess Phoenix come in over here?
Here, I can. I'm going to move.
Come in over here so she can give you a little motivation
here.
Back here. Yeah.
My little virgin Sibian sub.
Yes. And you have a fancy neon orange paddle there that might.
Oh, and you know what? I'm so glad you like this paddle because this is a gift for you.
Oh, so nice. But you should break it in by whacking her with it.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, look at that. All right.
I'll whack her with the book. Yeah.
I'll not whack her up here.
Oh, there we go. And are you ready? Yes, you are ready for your...
Do you need a puppy pad?
Yeah. And
we can get you a puppy pad if you need it.
We're in the splash zone.
We need
zone.
A microphone
yes.
here. Microphone.
You need some goggles?
Microphone. Yeah. Great. Okay, so there's a little bit of vibration going on.
Yeah. Great.
Oh, now you've got the mic. Okay. And okay. There we go.
I'm just kind of nervous.
Just start.
Yeah. Just close your eyes. Just close your eyes.
Okay.
There she goes, Miss Joy Luck.
Just imagine our last session.
Yes. I guess we can give this microphone to another commentator. Here we go. And
just imagine we're all naked. Okay. Imagine we're all naked and it's all you naked up
okay.
here.
The butt is getting a little moist. It's very nice.
Let's hear these vibrations.
Yes. Ooh, yes. Little bit of book spanking. Give her some.
I'll speak into the mic.
Meow.
Book spanking. This, after all, is a pain slut here. Right. And up we go.
I think she's just warming up.
Yes. Oh, we're also vibrating her nipples while her pussy.
Do it like everybody else does, just fake it.
Don't you dare grab her pussy.
Do it like Trump does, just fake it.
You're talking about Melania now.
Oh, my kind of girl. Mm.
Yeah, she's getting nice and moist. Suddenly the womb room has filled up.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of
people here
from
now.
The garden and the bar.
And when you come, just scream
also,
my name.
There's men's faces everywhere.
Oh, goddess.
I didn't realize there were so many guys in this room.
Yeah, they were out at the bar before.
Out there, maybe.
Yeah, not up here.
Serpent's odds are very...
Oh. I'm liking my odds.
Got a good view. And I'll do a little Chuck's
naughty.
Leather finger flogging. Another one of our Susie Award winners, Jux Leather,
wow.
providing
noises. What is it? If you can make a noise with the vibration, make you feel one. You know.
I like real dick better.
Oh, well. Uh-huh. Welcome to every girl ever.
I just can't get off. Like.
It's okay. This one doesn't stop, though.
We're vlogging, Scottish.
Here, why don't I hold the your mic for her and then
you can go ahead.
There, whoa.
A little more flogging. What is it?
Huh? It's a power tool.
All right. So now we're good. Oh, it was. We didn't even go as hard as it could go. You couldn't handle anymore?
Whoa.
It was fun.
It was fun. But you'd rather be flogged.
Yeah.
All right. How about flogging with these beauties? Yes. Well, the flog, you know, it is pre-Lupercalia, so even the Sibian gives way to the flogging. Yes, Miss
Joy. Okay, now she's actually warmed up.
Yeah. She's very warmed up. You know, the Sibian can be a warm-up device, although for most people it's, you know, the end result.
It's the finishing, not the start of the war.
Yeah. And look
Final
at that.
Frontier.
Beautiful. But getting just starbursts.
Ow.
Yeah, nice. Sweet. So sweet. Ooh, and just flipping around and around and around. Goddess Phoenix and her floggers. Electric, like shooting stars. Ooh, yeah. How's that feel?
Delicious.
Delicious, delicious, like ice cream for your ass. Oh, here you go. Yeah, and we've got sexy Raven Ray.
Real Dom Cher.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is my kind of three-way. My God.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Very, very nice. Look at this.
It feels so good.
Beautiful. This is another ménage à trois, right? It does hypnotize. It's got all the colors of the spectrum. Beautiful.
How does that feel? Three people at once. I definitely feel it.
It's actually two.
Oh, there's two.
Two
I'm
on
so
her.
Sorry. I got excited.
But, you know,
I wanted
you got
to add
so
an
excited
extra person.
And it, see, you start seeing double. Yeah.
So it happens on the Dr. Susan
Thank
show.
You.
You just.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. Let's hear it for Miss Joy Luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lucky Joy. Woo! And lucky Woo! Us.
And how can we find you, beautiful?
I'm on Twitter. I'm Miss Joy Luck. I'm also at Sanctuary LAX. And you can find me on Instagram under Miss Joy Luck. Fet Life, Joy Luck, LA, I mean. And
She's
Fet
everywhere.
Pros. I'm on Fet Pros.
She's got a media company going on.
Maybe I should get on Fet Pros.
Great.
Absolutely. Awesome. Everyone Great. Should get on Fet Pros.
Everybody should
really
be on Fet
Pros. We're really excited
Pro.
That Miss Joy Luck is coming back to Lupercalia on the 18th. Yay. Yay.
Yes.
Woo. Need some cool down.
Oh, yeah.
A little booty.
So, Serpent, what would
She'll
you
be
like cheeking to do
it.
With your subbies?
Well, during the break, I went and grabbed a couple more toys out of the toy bag because
oh,
you liked you liked me working their chest. I grabbed a couple of chest toys.
Chest
for them.
Toys, okay. Let's see what
you got. Another
do
out of
how
your
you
treasure
toy
chest,
with
right?
Your chest. Yeah. Here we go. Serpent.
You don't get your panties back.
Love and you. I love you.
Miss Fire. Sorry, Facebook. You can't see this either.
Take
we
a
might need
Facebook,
a puppy pad now,
though. It sucks to be on Facebook right now, doesn't it?
You've got to tune in on Dr. Susie TV or on Bonoboville.
That's right. Mm,
and then you can see Fire's hard nipples.
Oh, nice.
Yes, very hard. Lovely boobs. What size are the boobs?
I'm so jelly.
I guess a large B or a small C.
I would say a C for
I
sure.
I would say a small
That's
C.
A C.
Yeah.
That's
say
a C.
That's a C.
Definite C.
C.
Not,
of course
you know.
C.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. Ooh.
Oh, that looks.
Oh, that's really, a little sticky.
That looks really nice.
Do you like pain also?
I do.
You do?
I do. I really
like
do.
That. Okay, I'm glad you like that. And can we hear from Princess? I just want to hear, while he's flogging her, how you're feeling about watching this. This being sort of a BDSM menage a trois, we need to hear. Are you jealous? Are you excited? Are you knowing that he's going to have to buy you something later?
I do get some perks out of the deal.
Yeah.
But no, it's very exciting.
It's exciting.
Very exhilarating to watch.
Uh-huh. And this is your friend, Fire. It's your
yes.
friend. She was your friend before she became your play partner.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Makes the bond a little stronger.
Very much stronger.
Aww.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay.
I love the fact that you shared Woo! Your friend with your man.
That's
like, you're
very,
like, by
I
the way, you have to have him
that.
Too.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
How are you feeling, Fire?
Good. I want more, actually.
You want more. Okay. Well, there's an after party here. But
Great.
We are almost out of time. Wow.
Aww.
I just want to have the people from Menage a Trois come up and say hi.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
a quick hello.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of them in the audience.
Menage a trois.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Serpent is going to share something right now. Just let him talk for a minute.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Serpent89, or I'm on FetLife at Serpent89.
Oh.
And I will be soon on you guys' site as
yes.
probably Serpent89.
Awesome. And what is our site? What's my site?
FetPros.
On FetPros, I'll be Serpent89. You can find me on FetLife or on Twitter, and I teach impact classes, and I teach fire at different dungeons such as Sanctuary, Club Awakening, and also a couple other dungeons in LA. So if you would like to
right.
follow awesome. Me and find out what classes I'm teaching.
Woo! Very cool.
Very cool.
Thank you.
And here is Miss Twin Butterflies.
Twin Butterflies.
And here's the Oracle. And here is Tuesday Connor. And here is Ikor the Wolf.
Hi, Ikor.
Ikor, one quick song maybe. Yeah? You want to do a sing? You want to do a sing song?
If you want me to.
I of course.
Okay, we got all these bad women up here, so.
All these bad women, yeah.
Nasty.
Nasty women.
Nasty, I like nasty. I like bad and nasty. Hey, if you got it for me, hey? Is he ready?
Oh, yeah, we're ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
You stay ready, you got to get ready. Let me hear everybody say Bonoboville again.
Bonoboville.
Yeah. That's what it's about, baby. No, it's. Yeah, she bad, baby. You know it. Yeah.
What's yeah. the name of the song, Tuesday?
She bad.
Okay.
I need a sexy lady to dance up here, you know? Want me to sit down and do it right? Just right here. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Ooh, yeah, that girl can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. She got me watching, lightweight stalking, but in the smooth way, she made me say damn. Thick like jam, 10 times dime piece, add it up, silver dollar, made me holler. What up though, just to make my presence known, I'm a wolf, I perform, and I'm in your zone. I'm blown by the way she move that thing. Shake that thing, make it bang. The whole room shake from my ass quake. Damn, baby, you got that pop that steal the show. Get low, everybody on the floor. Dudes be taking it while she's shaking it back. That thing up like beep, beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Come on, look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Everybody stop and look at them pop. That thing bang. Got them ready to spin some dope. Oh, we up in Bonobo. Yeah, they showing me love. Dub after dub with a freaky lap dance. Clap hands with a man's. I don't even know. But this night for show. That deal, they ill. She said to keep your wheels and strap on. Hold on real tight to these thighs and ride this thrill. I'm in it for the whole night. So give it to me. Let me have it. No static dub. At this one in the club right here. Yes, sir. I ain't lying. I'm buying. They got it like that. They bad. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Lil Kai, she drop it low. Woo. Yeah, these girls can go. Come on, Lil Kai, she shake that thing. Look at Doc, move that thing. Look at Doc, make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. Don't stop, cause you got me turned by the way you pop and the way she pop, it got me hot, so don't stop. Go work that body, work that body. Make sure you don't hurt nobody, cause everybody watching you do your thing. Shake that thing, make it bang, bang, bang. I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized by the way she shake her ass and thighs. Gave me a ride, so I had to buy more rounds. She put it down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, she bad, she the bomb. Yes, she dying, no mind. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Dude, she's taking it while she's shaking it back that thing. Like beep, 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 beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look at Phoenix, it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Come on, look how she shake that thing. Look, Raven, move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. She bad, Oracle, she bad. Tuesday, she bad. Lisa, she bad. Doc, she bad. All these 80s.
Oracle's
bad.
Going commando.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. She bad.
All right. That was good. Great.
Sexy
great.
Ladies, baby.
These, all right. Everybody here is bad. And I want to thank everybody for, you know, getting us warmed up for Lupercalia Month, February. Yeah, it's Flogger Month. Floggers, not flowers. You know, I mean, Valentine's Day is cool. I mean, yeah, candy, flowers, cards. Yeah, romance. It's all good. But it's better to get your buns beaten than your heart broken.
Yeah.
So if there's any chance of that, celebrate Lupercalia. Yes, yes. It's the pagan of Valentine's Day, by the way, and it is presided over by Pan, who also lends his name to the bonobos, Pan Paniscus. Yes, indeed. Ooh, look at that. Very nice. Twin butterflies got her twin butt cheeks out there. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. And by the way, Valentine's Day is Global Bonobo Day. It is brought to us by our friends from the Bonobo Project, including Vanessa Woods and a bunch of other people. So we're very excited to celebrate Global Bonobo Day, Lupercalia, and just celebrate life, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for joining us, Goddess Phoenix. Woohoo!
Yeah.
And FetPros.
FetPros.com.
Yes.
Femdom Power Parties.
And yes, our lovely Miss Joy Luck, who is going to be joining us again in a couple of weeks for Lupercalia. We're very excited, and of course Gypsy, and here's Tuesday, and back there is Sexy Raven Ray. That's right. You best get down, Ikor. Yeah, yeah. You got a nice toy between your legs. Yeah. Okay. Very nice, Ikor. Yeah, yeah. Shake that.
Does that
thing.
Vibrate?
Vibrate.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, you put the toy on vibrate. Yeah, absolutely.
Beep.
And
beep.
The Oracle. And yeah, Jackie, let's give it up to Jackie. You only got a little spanking. But she pretty much put this show all together this Saturday.
Thank you, Jackie.
And Serpent, a.k.a.
Serpent.
And his lovely ladies, Fire.
Pictresses.
And Princess.
There you go.
That yes. We're so excited that you've joined us for this wonderful night, and we hope you join us at the Cupcake Theater for the golden age
Ow!
Of the porn stars, and then the next week for Lupercalia, and on and on and on. We're here for you. So in the meantime, be good. You know, be peaceful. Practice the Mahatma Gandhi way of resistance, please. I know it gets your blood boiling, right? But we really need to be peaceful. And peace through pleasure is the best way to, you know, practice peace, because it's
fuck
more fun
peace.
Than just plain old peace.
You know, fuck for peace.
Yeah, get you some hot fun. Yeah, well, Hanukkah
fuck for freedom,
is over,
yeah.
But we can always do hot wax. Right. And yeah, so fuck for freedom. That's a good one.
And the pursuit of happiness.
the pursuit of happiness. That is
the
a
only
very
constitution in the world.
Important part of the Declaration of Independence. Actually, it's not.
Interfere with that,
read that part.
And you got a problem.
That's where our hedonistic ways come in. Ethical hedonism, pursuit of happiness. That's very important to us, Mr. Bannon. We're that's part of our values. Is bonobo values, the value of love and not war, the value of pleasure and not non-consensual violence. Yes, the value of beautiful women and not war machines. That's what we're here to support. That's what we're here to fight for. And for us, you know, we're lovers, not fighters, so the fighting is an act of love. And it's true. We do. We love you. We do. So make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
I think I'm going to go masturbate now.
Absolutely.
Go bonobos.
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else. You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.